Parsha Falosha, in the episode in which Miriam receives Saras, the pasuk tells us, Yubez, Yubez, Al Nasihi Kames, Asher Bitseso Merechim Imo, Vayeachel Chasiv Vesaro. Very cryptic pasuk, that you should not be like a mace who, upon exit from the mother's womb, and the half of his flesh is consumed. What does that mean? Rashi has a few pshatim. So take a look at Rashi just as a starting point. Al nasihi achoseinu zu kemes shamitzara chasha kemes asher b'seisa merechim imo imenu hayolamar. This is Aaron speaking about our sister, so referring to our mother. Ella shekina kasev, so it's a kinoi lashon dekia a little bit more. V'chein chatzib esareinu hayolamar ella shekina kasev. Because we're literally flesh and blood, we came from the same source. So something happened to Miriam, and she's afflicted by Tzaras, which is Kames. So on some level, it's as if a part of us was taken. Kinyan Shinam, Marki Achina Besarenu, who are all flesh and blood. That it's not right that we should just abandon her because we're flesh and blood. A slightly different twist, that since you have the ability to help, you don't help, so it's like part of you is taken away. That if you're not going to heal it, whose technical problem? Who's going to do the Hesker and the Tara? Ani Yafshel Rosa Shidikaru says Aaron a Kohen. Then Karvo is in the Gaim. The Kohen Achraim Olam and the only Kohen in the world. So if you don't daven, then there's no way out because there's no one who's going to be in the Tara. Fine. There is a fascinating comment, different shot in this pasuk, that appears in the Panach Raza, which is a Perish Alatari, one of the Bali Tosfos, Bali Hatosfos, contemporary of Rabbi Chiyom Paris, which Rabbi Karlbach and his Chavetzel Sasharon is Mitzayan on this Pasuk. The Panach Raza writes, Davar Acher, Al Natihi Kames, Shed Lo Tia Kivlad Hayotze Mechusar Ever, Ubalmum Merechimimo, that she shouldn't be like a baby that's born missing a limb or born with a mum, v'kol mivachshem alav rachamim shayamus, where everyone davens that this deformed baby should die. So what I wanted to discuss today is under what circumstances, if any, is it appropriate to daven for someone in a very compromised state of health that person should die. There is a famous comment of the Ran, which is the starting point of this discussion, and Daf Memed Aleph in the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara starts at the bottom of Lamed Tesef and Beis that you have here. Very bottom line. Rav Chelba Chalash, so he was weak. Nafik, Achris Rav Kahana. Rav Chelba Bash, so Rav Kahana made an announcement that Rav Chelba was sick. Lo Ika Dekasi, no one came to visit. Amr Lahu. Lo kacha yamaisa b'tamid echem itamidi Rebbe Akiva. Didn't it happen once, generations ago, with one of the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva? Shechala, he got sick. Lo nichnasu chachamim levakro, and the chacham didn't come to visit him. V'nichnas Rebbe Akiva levakro, in came Rebbe Akiva. U'bishvil shekibdo v'ribsa lefanav, and because he swept the floor, he cleaned up, chaya, this Talmid lived, he survived, he was healed. Amalei Rebbe, hechi sani, they said, Rebbe Akiva, you stay by life. Yasser Rekiva of Darash, Kamisha Ein Mevaker Cholim, Kilu Shofech Damim. Whoever doesn't do Biker Cholim, it's Kilu Shofech Damim, because here Rebbe Akiva was Mevaker Cholim, and that was Mechai the person. Kiyasser of Dimi, Amar Kal Mevaker Sechola Gorim Lo Sheyechya, because Ein Mevaker Sechola Gorim Lo Sheyamus. My grammar, does that mean that he causes? Ilim Kal Mevaker Sechola Mevaker Shlav Rachamim Sheyechya. If the point is that whoever is Mevaker Cholim davens, because she ain't Mevaker Cholim, Mevaker Shalav Rachim Shiyamus, Shiyamus Vagadeitoch. I mean, if you don't visit the sick, that means you're davening that they're going to die? No. Doesn't mean that if you're not mevaker chol, you're going to daven the person's going to die. But it means if you're not there to see his state, then you're not going to do anything. You're not going to daven he should die. You're not going to daven he should live. You won't daven anything, and it won't have an effect to help the chol. Says the Ran, the top line. Ein mevaker shel avrachamim lo sheyechiv lo sheyamus near be'enai dehachi kamar. What does the Gemara mean? Sometimes it's appropriate to daven that a chola should die. Kegon, shemitzara chola b'chol yoharbe. The F shelo sheyichya, in a situation where the chola is in a lot of pain, there's no way that he's going to survive, then it may be appropriate to daven that he should die. Kidar mina b'perikan nose, Gemara in Subas Kuf Dalet, the cave and the chazai, amse the Rebbe. The al kama zimnul beis hakisa ivanach tefillin kamistar army yirasin shekufel yonimus atachtonim chalamer the lame is rabbi that amsa the rabbi daven the rabbi should die. What was the ma'aseh? There are turned two pages. The gemara in Ksubas Kafdalit amud aleph the very top line. Hahu yoma denach nafshe the rabbi. So the day the rabbi died, gazir rabban tanisa the rabban gazir tanis ubar rachamei the daven. The Amri, Kalman the Amr Nach Nafshe, the Rebbe Yidaka Bechor. Rebbe says the Rebbe died, was dying, should be stabbed. Slika Amse, the Rebbe Leigra, so Rebbe's maidservant went to the roof. Amra El Yonim Mevachshinus Rebbe V'Tachlonim Mevachshinus Rebbe. There's a fight between the forces and Shemayim and the Talmidim on this world. Yirasan Sheyakufu Tachlonim Es Yonim. So let the forces on this world be victorious. The Rebbe should live. Came the Chazai, came the Zimni, Dalei Beis Hakisei, V'Cholas Tefillin, V'Manachlu V'Kamit Star. When she saw that he wasn't able to keep his tefillin on, he kept then running to the bathroom, and he was in a lot of tsar. Amra Yirasin Sheyakufel Yonim Es Atachtonim, that the El Yonim should win, that Rebbe should die. V'Lo Havishaski Rabbanim Milivai Rachami, but the Rabbanim kept on davening that Rebbe should live. Shakla Kuzah, she took a clod of dirt. Shadye Meigra La'ara, she threw it from the attic, from the roof to the ground. Ishtiku Merachami, so everyone stopped davening. Benachnafshe the Rebbe, and Rebbe dies. It said the Ran, you see from this Gemara, Amsa the Rebbe, that sometimes it's appropriate that if a chola is in a lot of tsar, that it's appropriate to daven that the chola should die. The Aruch HaShulchan.
That's what the Amsa held.
I'm sorry? Oh, good. Okay, so, good. But that's not what the Ran says. So the Ran seems to assume that Amsa the Rebbe was the correct party here, that she was right, and you learn from there that if under certain circumstances it's appropriate to daven for a chola to die. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this lalacha in Hilchos Bikur Cholim, Simin Shin Lamin Hei Yoredeya Os Gimel. See, quotes his Ran. Sounds like he assumes that it's correct. La halacha. There's a lengthy tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer. You don't have it in front of you, but I'll tell you the highlights. Chela K, in the piece that's titled Ramas Rachel, Simon Hay. The Tzitz Eliezer discusses whether this Ran is la halacha. So first he points out that the Ran seems to be against the Mishnah Avos. Mishnah Avos, Perek Daled. Yafa Sha'achas B'tshuva, Maisim Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh. So we seem to place value on any amount of time that we're able to be in this world, irrespective of quality of life, irrespective of the situation that the person finds himself in. That any moment we're here, there's still a possibility of tshuva, mais, and tovim under all circumstances. Now Rav Avadya, who isn't so fond of the Tzitz Eliezer's approach here, as we'll see, Rav Avadya points out, he has a piece in the Chazon Avadya and Avelis, in the chapter on Bikur Cholim. So he says that he's not so bothered by that Mishnah Avos because maybe that's not talking about someone who is afflicted by major Yisurim, a normal person. But there may be exceptions. Fine. Then the Tzitz Eliezer points out that even though the Ran clearly understood the Gemara in Ksubas this way and says this lalacha, but the Ran's not quoted, the other Rishonim don't say this. And the Ran is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Aruch HaShulchan notwithstanding, he doesn't mention Aruch HaShulchan, but he says maybe the Ran is not lahalacha. And then he says, what's the raya from the Gemara in Ksubis? Anyway, now what do we see over there? That Amsa the Rebbe says, stop davening, and the Talmidim continue to daven. So Mehecha takes it that Amsa the Rebbe is right. Maybe the Talmidim are right. They stopped davening. Yeah, they stopped davening because the way the Shitma Gebetza says, she threw down this cloud of earth and it made a big noise, and everyone was shocked. So they stopped davening, not because they made a conscious decision that the Amsa the Rebbe was correct, la halacha, they were wrong, but they were distracted. So how do you know that Amsa the Rebbe was correct, la halacha? Unless you'll say that maybe there were, Sicily Esther says, maybe there are different constituencies. That maybe for Stam, a person who's an outsider, who's not a Karov, so then if a person's critically ill and there's no hope of recovery, maybe it's appropriate and they're in a lot of pain, maybe it could justify davening, they should die. But for the Talmidim, the people who are close and the relatives, then maybe there, that's inappropriate. And then, as Sicily Ezer says, he saw in the Sefer Kolbo Alavelis, the old Kitzer Sefer, Rabbi Greenwald from Columbus, he quotes a tshuva of the Chikkei Lev, Chaim Pelagi. So he says, a Kolbo Alavelis, close to Chaim Pelagi, is saying that the Ranz Lalacha, that in a situation where a Chola is in grave pain, you're allowed to, or you could, or you should, daven, that the Chola should die. Then he writes, it's Sicily Ezer, that he was shocked, because he actually looked at the Chikkei Lev inside. That's not what he says. So he says, Mikan Raya, what I always say, that with the Gedolei Rabbanim say, that you should never pass him based on Kitzer books, because they don't always get it right. So what does the Chikkei Lev actually say? What does the Chaim Pelagi actually say? So the Shaila was, he quotes the whole large chunks of the tshuva, that there was a Yirei Shemayim and a Talmid Chacham who had a wife who was also Yirei Shemayim, and she had a protracted illness for over 20 years, and she was strongly afflicted with Yisurim, and all her extremities were shriveled up and she could never move anywhere, and the husband took faithful care of her for all these years, and he made sure that she had all the help she needed in the house and attended to her every need. And then the situation got even worse, and the wife wanted him to daven that she should die because it was too much for her. So that was the shaila Chaim Pelagi was asked, whether there's any basis for davening that she should die under those circumstances. So Chaim Pelagi says, also, he's not sure whether the Gemara of Amsa the Rebbe should be lahalacha, because the Rabbanan didn't listen to her. Maybe you'll say that, no, if Amsa the Rebbe was wrong, so the Gemara shouldn't quote it a bistam. The Gemara should have said that the Rabbanan were goer against her. Or the Gemara should have concluded and that's not lalacha. So maybe the fact that the Gemara seems to treat Amsa the Rebbe favorably should be indication that we do paskin like Amsa the Rebbe, that it is appropriate to daven the Chola should die under such circumstances. And then he says he's not convinced. Maybe Shevi Al Tasa Adif, that if there are other people who are not related, so maybe they could daven that she should die. But anyone who's related, the husband, the children, the relatives, so you always have to be concerned that maybe there's some other cheshbon that they have in the back of their mind that isn't letting them see the picture clearly. That maybe they're too invested, they're too overwhelmed by the care that they're investing in the chola, or there are other factors that weigh in the decision, and they're not totally l'shem shamayim, that the best thing for this person is to die. So his bottom line was, Reb Chaim Pelagi, that under these circumstances, the Baal shouldn't daven that the wife should die, either because of Derech Eretz, Rachmanus, Chashad, Marisayin, but other people could. So Rav Avadya is not into that chiluk between krovim and other people. He says mechatesi to be gozer xeris meyasmenu. If it's appropriate to daven for such a thing, then why be mechala between who's davening? If it's not appropriate, then it's not appropriate. The Tzitz Eliezer says that all you see is true. Then this one particular case, Chaim Palagi was meikel to allow some people to daven that the scholar should pass away. But it was only after a very thorough treatment of the topic, and it was only under these very unusual circumstances where he's even willing to entertain it. But it wasn't that Chaim Palagi was endorsing or accepting the Ran Lalacha lock, stock, and barrel. So then the Tzitz Eliezer further comments. And maybe the reason that the Tamida the Rebbe didn't protest against the Amsa the Rebbe was because they were busy davening. Because they didn't want to be distracted from their davening. If they would have been distracted from the davening to criticize the Amsa the Rebbe, then they would have lost the momentum and the Rebbe would have died for that reason. So you can't bring a riot from the fact that they were in Mocha to say that the Amsa the Rebbe was wrong.
How do you know what the Shkidus of the Rebbe would be if it weren't someone like Rebbe?
I'm sorry?
Maybe Rebbe was an exception. Right?
Oh, good.
They wanted Rebbe to live.
Right.
And an ordinary person, they would agree with the opposite of Rebbe.
Right. So that could be in two directions. The Tzitz Eliezer discusses that as well in another tshuva. There's Tzitz Eliezer Chela Tesim Memzayin, that he's writing this to someone who disagreed with his first tshuva, Rebbe Sacher Dov Goldstein. And in the response to the response, he writes again, Chelet Simen Mem Zayin. Actually, no, he doesn't make that point there. The Rav Vosner addresses your question. Let me come back to that in a couple of minutes. So the Tzitz Eliezer, in his further rejoinder, writes as follows. That he doesn't think there's any Rayim Uchrachas to say that the non-relatives could daven and relatives couldn't daven. He thinks there's no raya l'alacha that anyone could daven for a chola that he should die under, even under the worst of circumstances. And then he says, b'mitzias, we see that there have been many times where someone is experiencing tremendous yisurim, and the medical prognosis is that there's no chance in the world for recovery, and nevertheless, somehow he recovers. So who are we to say that just because a person is in pain and the medical prognosis is dire, that there's no possibility of recovery anyway? Says, at best, maybe you could advocate for a Shevi Altasa approach to avoid what he calls To'alios Segulios for Rachas Yamin. That you shouldn't do, in some of those situations, maybe you shouldn't do a school for Rachas Yamin. What's that? So he quotes the Yalkut Shimoni, Parshas Ekev, which we're discussing this topic on the car ride home today. Rabbi Palmer pointed this out. I never seen it before, heard it before, and I see the Tzitz Eliezer quotes it, and Rav Avadya quotes it. So there's a story in the Yalkut Parshas Ekev. There's a woman, an older woman, came lifnei Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Amr Le, Rabbi, Hiskanta Yosef Midai, that I'm too old. Umeachshav Chaim Shil Nivelheim. She'eni to'emes lo'macha v'lo'mashke, he can't taste my food. V'ani v'vakesh asleep at jerbet olam, I want to die. Amar le'a, ma mitzvah at limud alasas b'chol yom. What mitzvah do you do every day? What chus do you have that's keeping you alive? Amar le'a, limud ani afilu yesh li davar chaviv, ani menachos aso mashkem asabes haknes b'chol yom. Even if I have other things to do, I always go to shul for shacharis every morning. Don't go to shul for 3 days. Okay, Okay, that's the story of the Yalkut. So Sisera Yasser says, maybe in that kind of situation, so you don't have to do your to'aliyot, seguliyot for Arachas Yamim, but to daven that someone should die, who are we to make those determinations when that's appropriate? And then he says, not only Alpinister, but even Alpinigla, there's a notion of Yisurim and Markin. So maybe there's value even if the Chola is experiencing phenomenal Yisurim. But that's a kapar on some level, and maybe that's his ultimate benefit. So who are we to make determinations otherwise? And again, Rav Avadia is not so fond of the Sisera Yasser's approach. He thinks that the Ran, at least under certain circumstances, is lalacha, as we'll come back to in a few moments. Getting back to Yehuda's point, so Rav Osner, Shevet Levi, Chelekes, Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Chelekes, Simen Reish Nun Gimel. So first he says, a similar Shaila, regarding the Gemara in Ksubis, he says, he laved the Mistafina, it was up to me, if I had my dithers, I would have said that Amsa the Rebbe was a holy person, and she understood that they wanted Rebbe and Shemayim, and under those circumstances, she made a correct determination that it was the right time for Rebbe to die. But that's not relevant to most of us. And then he says maybe Rebbe was different because when it comes to tzaddikim, we don't say chavshim min mitzvos, because tzaddikim are chayim mamish even after the p'tira. He doesn't mention the fact that Rebbe came back to make kiddush. So Rebbe himself, we know that was particularly true about. So he says he can't prove from Rebbe to other cholim. But he says, what can we do? That's not how the Ran understood. And he thinks that the Ran, at some level, is lahalacha. And then he quotes a shayla or kasha asked by the Chibiner. The shayla was asked of the Chibiner, the Dov Misharim. Why doesn't the Ran quote the Gemara in Bava Metzia Peidalid with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Right, the story was that Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan caused Reish Lakish his death. Rabbi Yochanan was besides himself in reaction to Reish Lakish's death, and he literally went out of his mind. And then they daven that Rabbi Yochanan should die. And that happened. So why isn't that a raya that under certain circumstances you can daven that someone could die? So good. We'll get the Chani Magal. Chani Magal daven that he himself should die. So Rav Avadia says, we'll see that maybe that's a little bit of a different chashva. But here, he daven for the Amoraim daven that Rabbi Yochanan should die. So why isn't that a raya? So Rav Osner writes that maybe that was also different because Rabbi Yochanan was an Adam Gadol. That even though Ashota is not legat, Ashota is still a Ben Kayama, you're still Michal Shabbos for Shota, but for some of the Rabbi Yochanan, on the level of Rabbi Yochanan to become a Shota, so that was an untenable situation where badly he should be dead. But maybe that's not a raya for normal people. That's what Rav Avner suggests. Shlomo Zalman writes in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Aleph Os Kaftalid, Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Aleph Os Kaftalid. You have it in the Marmakamos here. The last pages are the last pages. We're not going to get to the Shiltos here, but there are two. The machlokas between the Nosa Kamel and the Shiltos, the Netziv and the Shela Shalom, whether, depends on Girsos here, whether there's a parallel Gemara to Amsa the Rebbe, or another Raya to the Ran. But anyway, so the Rav Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Sadi Aleph, Os, Kav Dalid. So he also assumes that there may be grounds to daven for a cholah to die under certain circumstances, but he points out that even if that's the case, that doesn't mean that you're in any way absolved from providing the medical care that is necessary. And even if the person is a cholah on the level where it's appropriate to daven, they should die, but you're still not allowed to withhold care, and you have to provide whatever medical attention is warranted, as per Shlomo Zalman's other shuvahs as to what the parameters of that are. Rav Avadia himself seems to present a possible compromise in the actual text of the Chazon Avadia, not in the footnote. He suggests that if you have a chola who is experiencing phenomenal yisurim, and the doctors are misyaish from saving him, and he wants people to daven that he should die, he thinks that the nusach should be the following, that you should daven quietly, Ana Hashem, Chusana, V'chamol V'rachem ala chola ploni lachiyoso, V'im kfar nigzor gzeiro lav, Batelna me'alav yisurav, the kind of hedge that you should heal him. If the gzeira was made that you're not going to heal him, at least remove his yisurim. And at the end of the day, atobe nechasei, that who are we to know what's correct? But the davening should be that Kosh Baruch should do what's appropriate. And it sounds like the insinuation of that is if it is appropriate that this person should die, then if that's the Rasa Hashem and that's what's appropriate, then we're davening that the right thing should happen. Rav Avadya points out, as Alan just said, that a chol himself, there may be more precedent or grounds to daven that he should die. Choni Hamagel, Yonah, Eliyahu Navi, that there are precedents in Tanakh and in Gemaras of people, maybe Hanani Mishal Azari, though that might be a different example, of people davening that they should die. There is a scary story that I saw in the Parsha sheet that comes out every that I subscribe to Yavi Omer, which is a collection of Ravadya material. So this year, Parshas Miketz, they have the following story, which they said is printed from Sefer Penina Yavi Omer, whatever that is. So they write that a number of years ago, there was a person who was in a vegetative state, a prolonged vegetative state for years, and he was one of the people in charge of the endowment or the organization of Edmund Safra, and Safra was paying for all the medical care given to the sick person, and his wife, who was relatively young, was in a limbo aguna state for years. So Rav Avadya came together with a minion of people to the chola's bedside, and they did the tikkun in Sefer Lashon Chachamim. Lashon Chachamim is a collection, I didn't know what it was, I looked it up in Otzer Chachma. Lashon Chachamim is a selection of different tefilos attributed to the Ben Ish Chai. So Rav Avadya came and he said what it says in Simon Mem Hei Uchelik Beis Lashon Chachamim, and they walked around the chola for 7 times, and 2 days later he was dead. So I looked up, I was just curious, although a little scared to see what it says in the Sefer Lashon Chachamim. So it has a maisa there, that the Ben Ish Chai, there was a chola who was having phenomenal yisurim for 10 days, and it tells you what kapitlach and what things he said and what the seder was, and then the guy died. Very cheerful. I just want to end with one more story, which...